Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, you move into your dream home, you know, ready for a fresh start, and you quickly discover that your neighbor is living in a nightmare of their own making.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that nightmare is about to become yours.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, in this deep dive, we're taking a look at this letter that was sent to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it details one person's experience with this really intensely intrusive neighbor named Victoria.
It sounds like a, you know, a classic setup for like a psychological thriller.
It does.
But these situations, sadly, they do happen in real life more often than we'd like to think.
Right. And this story is pretty intense. So to set the scene for everybody, our listener, let's just call him that, for this deep dive, moved into this new house, super excited, you know, especially because they had a baby on the way.
Yeah, the hopes and dreams of new beginnings.
Exactly.
But it really does make you wonder what would push a seemingly normal neighbor into such obsessive territory.
Well, it all started before the listener even moved in. Victoria actually broke into the house just to snoop around.
Wow, that's not just nosy. That's a complete disregard for boundaries, you know? And those boundaries are so crucial for healthy relationships.
Yeah.
You know, I think of boundaries like those invisible fences that we all have that define our personal space, you know, both physically and emotionally.
Right.
When somebody disrespects those boundaries, you know, it can feel really unsettling and unnerving.
It's like the foundation of your security is cracked before you even unpack the boxes.
Yeah, exactly.
And it only escalated from there. The listener describes Victoria's constant unnerving presence at the edge of their property. Like she was always watching their every move.
It's that feeling of being constantly monitored, you know, like you're always living under a microscope, and that can be incredibly anxiety inducing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And then there was the fixation on the newborn baby.
Yeah.
Most neighbors, you know, they're excited for a new baby in the neighborhood, but Victoria was different.
Yeah.
She would appear seemingly out of nowhere every time they took the baby for a walk, just staring intently.
I mean, that's where it crosses the line from, you know, neighborly interests to something potentially more troubling.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to wonder what's driving this behavior. Is it some longing for connection or unresolved grief?
Right.
Or is it something more controlling, like a need to just insert herself into their lives?
And the listener even started taking detours on their walks just to avoid her, which is kind of sad. You know, because it takes away from that joy of being a new parent.
Absolutely. It really highlights the ripple effect these kinds of actions can have. It's not just about, you know, one neighbor bothering another.
Right.
It's about eroding the sense of peace and well-being within that entire community.
It's like a poison that seeps into everything.
Yeah.
And it got even worse because Victoria started spreading rumors about the listener being a bad parent.
Yeah.
Like criticizing them for things like not caring about the neighborhood's image.
Oh, yeah. Classic manipulation tactics, right?
Yeah.
Trying to discredit and isolate the other person, making them feel like they're the problem.
Things took a really unsettling turn with the incident involving the leaf blower. The listener was trying to get their baby down for a nap when Victoria deliberately started banging her leaf blower against the side of their house.
Yeah.
Right under the baby's window. I mean, come on.
See, that's a calculated act of aggression. That's a blatant power play.
Yeah.
Designed to disrupt and provoke a reaction. Okay, you know, it's not just nosiness anymore. It's an attempt to assert control and dominance.
The listener confronted Victoria about it, and her response was all about how they were parading their baby around. Like it was somehow offensive to her.
I mean, that comment really speaks volumes. There's this real sense of ownership in her words, almost like she believes that she has a right to control how they raise their child.
This incident seems to have been a turning point for the listener. Their annoyance shifted into genuine fear, and rightfully so. I mean, what would you do if your neighbor was acting this way?
You know, it's a violation not only of their physical space, but also of their psychological safety.
Absolutely.
It's like that feeling you get when you know someone's watching you, even though you can't see them.
Right.
Your fight or flight instincts just kick in and you just feel this knot of anxiety in your stomach.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that constant state of unease can be so incredibly draining.
Oh, yeah.
Both mentally and emotionally.
Totally. And the incidents that followed were just plain bizarre. Like late one night, the listener woke up and found Victoria in their yard with floodlights blazing, claiming she was checking to make sure their lights worked.
Oh, that's where the term gaslighting comes in.
Oh, yeah.
It's a manipulation tactic that's used to make someone doubt their own sanity.
Right.
Like, imagine someone insists that you said something you know you didn't, making you question your own memory and perception of reality.
Right.
You know, that's what Victoria was doing, trying to make this listener question if they were overreacting.
It's like she was intentionally blurring the lines between what's acceptable and what's not, making the listener feel crazy for even being bothered by it all.
Right. And to make things even creepier, there were the doll heads.
Ugh. Yes, the doll heads.
Yeah.
Tell me you wouldn't be freaked out if you found creepy little plastic doll heads scattered on your porch.
It's like something straight out of a horror movie.
It is.
And what makes those little acts so effective is the ambiguity.
Right.
They leave the listener feeling vulnerable and targeted.
Right.
But without a clear understanding of the motivation behind them, and it's that uncertainty that really gets under your skin.
Oh, for sure. So what can you do in a situation like this? The listener tried everything. They installed security cameras, hoping to deter Victoria.
Right.
But she just seemed to get sneakier, appearing at odd hours, even in the rain, always watching.
It becomes a power struggle, a constant push and pull.
Right.
You know, the listener's attempts to establish boundaries are met with even more intrusive behavior.
Right.
It's a vicious cycle that can be so difficult to break.
Driven to their wit's end, the listener finally called the police. Victoria was warned to stay off their property, and the police even mentioned a restraining order if her behavior continued.
It's important to remember that these situations can be very complicated from a legal perspective.
Yeah.
Proving harassment can be challenging.
Right.
And obtaining a restraining order requires meeting very specific legal criteria.
So even if you take legal action, there's no guarantee of immediate relief.
Right.
And as we've discussed, the psychological damage can linger long after the physical threat is gone.
Exactly. The trauma of feeling unsafe in your own home can have long-lasting effects. The listener describes this uneasy standoff where Victoria is keeping her distance for now.
Right.
But the fear remains, casting the shadow over their lives.
Imagine going through all that, the constant surveillance, the unsettling incidents, the fear for your family's safety, and still not having a sense of peace in your own home.
Right. It's heartbreaking.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
And it raises the question, what would you do if you found yourself facing a similar situation?
Right.
How do we balance the need for privacy and safety with a desire to maintain, at least superficially, some semblance of peaceful coexistence with our neighbors?
That's a tough question.
It is.
But one worth pondering, because this story, while extreme,
right,
highlights a universal truth. We all crave those invisible lines of respect.
Mm-hmm.
Those boundaries that allow us to feel safe and secure in our own little corners of the world.
Yeah, and when those boundaries are violated, it can really shake us to our core, leaving us feeling vulnerable and questioning our own sense of reality.
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder how often these kinds of situations go unreported.
Oh, totally.
With people suffering in silence because they don't know where to turn, or they're afraid of not being taken seriously.
Right. There's often that stigma attached to these types of conflicts.
You
know, people are just told to, like, ignore it, be the bigger person. But as we've seen in this story, ignoring the problem doesn't make it go away.
Absolutely. In fact, it can allow that behavior to escalate, making it even more difficult to address down the line.
So what can we learn from this listener's experience?
Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone who's dealing with a neighbor like Victoria?
Well, first and foremost, trust your gut. If something feels off, it probably is.
Right.
You know, don't dismiss those feelings or gaslight yourself into thinking you're overreacting.
Right.
And document everything. Dates, times, specific incidents.
Yeah.
You know, that creates a record of the behavior, which can be really helpful if you need to involve law enforcement or pursue legal action later on.
It's like creating a paper trail. Mm-hmm. So you're not relying solely on your memory.
Right.
Which can be fuzzy, especially in these stressful situations.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of stress, how do you even begin to cope with the emotional toll of dealing with someone like Victoria?
Well, it's crucial to build a support system. You know, talk to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist.
Okay.
Sharing your experience can really help validate your feelings and provide a sense of relief. You know, remember, you're not alone in this. There are resources available, like community organizations or online forums, where you can connect with others who faced similar challenges.
Right.
Sometimes just knowing that you're not the only one going through this can be so incredibly empowering.
Yeah. It's like that old saying, a burden shared is a burden halved. And while seeking support is crucial for your own well-being, what about actually addressing the situation with the neighbor?
Well, that's where things can get a little tricky.
Yeah.
Direct confrontation might not always be the best approach.
Okay.
Especially if you feel unsafe. But clearly, communicating your boundaries is essential.
This could
be, you know, a simple letter or an email stating your concerns and outlining what behavior is unacceptable.
Right.
Keep it factual, avoid emotional language, and be sure to keep a copy for your records.
So if the behavior persists despite your attempts to set boundaries, then what?
Don't hesitate to involve the authorities.
Okay.
Contact your local police department or sheriff's office. They can assess the situation and advise you on the best course of action,
right,
which might include a restraining order or other legal measures.
Right. So to wrap things up, this deep dive into the world of neighborly conflict has been eye-opening, to say the least.
Yeah.
We've explored the importance of boundaries, the insidious nature of gaslighting, and the emotional toll that intrusive behavior can take.
Right.
But most importantly, we've learned that you don't have to suffer in silence.
Absolutely. There are steps you can take to protect yourself, resources to help you navigate these challenging situations, and a community of people who understand what you're going through.
Exactly. And that's a great note to end on. This deep dive has really given us a lot to ponder. It's a reminder that even in seemingly safe and familiar environments like our own neighborhoods,
right,
we need to be aware of the potential for conflict and know how to advocate for ourselves. We hope this conversation has been helpful and perhaps even empowering. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe.
Absolutely. There are steps you can take to protect yourself, resources to help you navigate these challenging situations, and a community of people who understand what you're going through.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder how often these kinds of situations go unreported, with people suffering in silence because they don't know where to turn or they're afraid of not being taken seriously.
Oh, absolutely. There's often a stigma attached to these types of conflicts.
Right. People just told to like ignore it or be the bigger person. But as we've seen in this story, ignoring the problem doesn't make it go away.
No, it doesn't. In fact, it allows the behavior to escalate, making it even more difficult to address later on.
So what can we learn from this listener's experience? What advice would you give to someone who's dealing with a neighbor like Victoria?
First and foremost, trust your gut. If something feels off, it probably is. Don't dismiss those feelings or gaslight yourself into thinking that you're overreacting.
Okay.
And document everything.
Okay.
Dates, time, specific incidents. That creates a record of the behavior, which can be really helpful if you need to involve law enforcement or pursue legal action down the road.
It's like creating a paper trail. So you're not relying solely on your memory, which can be fuzzy, especially when you're stressed out. And speaking of stress, how do you even begin to cope with the emotional toll of dealing with someone like Victoria?
It's crucial to build a support system. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist. Sharing your experience can really help validate your feelings and provide a sense of relief. Remember, you're not alone in this. There are resources available like community organizations or online forums where you can connect with others who have faced similar challenges. And sometimes just knowing that you're not the only one going through this can be incredibly empowering.
It's like that old saying, a burden shared is a burden halved. And while seeking support is crucial for your own well-being, what about actually addressing the situation with a neighbor?
Well, that's where things can get tricky. Direct confrontation may not always be the best approach, especially if you feel unsafe.
Right.
But clearly, communicating your boundaries is essential.
Okay.
And this could be a simple letter or email stating your concerns and outlining what behavior is unacceptable.
Gotcha.
Keep it factual. Avoid emotional language. And be sure to keep a copy for your records.
So if the behavior persists, despite your attempts to set boundaries, then what?
Then don't hesitate to involve the authorities. Contact your local police department or sheriff's office. They can assess the situation and advise you on the best course of action, which might include a restraining order or other legal measures.
Okay, so to wrap things up, this deep dive into the world of neighborly conflict has been eye-opening, to say the least.
It has been.
We've explored the importance of boundaries, the insidious nature of gaslighting, and the emotional toll that intrusive behavior can take.
Yeah.
But most importantly, we've learned that you don't have to suffer in silence.
Absolutely. There are steps you can take to protect yourself, resources available to help you navigate these challenging situations, and a community of people who understand what you're going through.
And that's a great note to end on. This deep dive has given us a lot to ponder. It's a reminder that even in seemingly safe and familiar environments like our own neighborhoods, we need to be aware of the potential for conflict and know how to advocate for ourselves. We hope this conversation has been helpful and perhaps even empowering. Until next time, stay curious,
stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.